got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Ah, I ain't been to the lab in a minute, yonder. I want to talk to the y'all yandes. Woo! Have fun with it.
Has,
let's go. So listen closely, because your attention's undivided. Many in the past have tried to do what I did. That podcast I did, platinum records I did. Got us out the hood, it's good, you know what I did. $2 million condo, made back for Hardo. Did it myself, but had a sense like Rondo. New Yorkers, British Knights and British Walkers. Hugging the block like it's a bunch of stalkers. I used to cook up the work, fuck it up and blame it on the plug. He was Dominican, he thought I was, he showed me love. Huh, but niggas choke under pressure, God. Invited choke and he folded under pressure, God. If you the homie, you can rely on me. I won't let a human being come and lie on me. So never tell me what I did and we didn't do. Drink champ the streets, some niggas, we ain't political. I'm still happy to be here, it's still relevant, it's evident. Some niggas clowns, it's like the president. So I'ma stay around positivity. All I got time for in my vicinity. Holy Trinity, Kennedy, Yosemite, Tiffany had epiphany, flew black to Tivoli. Woo! Dramatically, mathematically, automatically, casually, battery, salary, lost calorie. Woo! I remember I bought bullets from jungle. Same night I got banned from the tunnel. Woo! But I don't like to talk about my past life, cause my new life, new ice is too nice. Nas interview, millions in a week. Since it dropped, me and Fox ain't speak. I say that with love like a sister. I say that with love because I miss her. And me and Bone still talk about the war we fought. And still getting money just off the war report. Nicki went to Joe, we laugh and respected that. Queens get the money, that's first, never neglected that. Fat Joe squashed it with Jay, see I connected that. Both sides have respect for the God and I accepted that. These bars gonna hit him like a Mickey. Let's freestyle to rethink your top 50. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. We on that energy, God, we need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. We on that energy, God, we need that energy. And it's Dream Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang segregated, it's your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Champs motherfucking podcast, where every day is New Year's Eve.
It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it could be, hopefully it's what it should be. This is your boy, N-A-O-N-A-A.
What up, it's DJ EFN in English.
And this is Drink Champs, motherfucking Yappy Hour. Make some noise! And right now, we not only have a friend of the show. I think this is his third time here.
Yeah.
Family.
Definitely family,
One of the nicest black slash Puerto Rican nigga Ricans in the world. Brought you niggas he says it
boom la la.
That's how you came out. You know, in the game. Relentless, part of a legendary group. Still here. They just got off a tour. Still out here counting dollars, man. Like Eric Sherman and Paris Smith.
Shout out to
shit is real. If you don't know who the fuck we talking about, we talking about the legendary, none other than the one and only Petey Crack Cocaine. Let me pick up the shine papers because you know we got them shine blunts rolled up. But right now we're going to go with the smoke champs. This looks
smoke
like cocaine.
Get in California right
not.
Now.
It is not.
Yeah, it's a white powdery substance.
Nah, don't.
It's some white powdery shit on that.
No narcos attached to it.
Nah, I'm fucking with you.
Happy Crack, you and your family, I would like to apologize for you. Don't I have to say why? Don't say why.
Okay.
I'm asking. Should I say why?
I don't want you to say
okay,
why.
Okay, right, cool. But no. I just apologize because, you know, sometimes I joke with you and I don't know if you took it serious or whatever. You know, you're my family.
The last episode? You talking about last episode?
I don't even remember. I don't know. He just was mad at me. He didn't call me for 6 months.
No.
Was it when I went to sleep?
Let me tell you this.
When I went to sleep?
No, let me tell you this, though. Look, I told him why I was mad and shit. And he apologized right there on the spot. He's like, yo, you know what, my brother? I didn't mean to do like this, like that.
That's
but
true.
I was a little drunk when that happened.
Right.
When he
all
called
of us
me.
Were.
Right. So, no, I'm saying yeah. The apology happened.
Right.
When that
oh,
happened.
Oh.
So I accepted it too fast. And then when I sobered up, I was thinking about it. I was like, no, I was like, fuck that. So look,
you took back.
I took it back. So he hit me. He hit me again. He like, yo, crack it up. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna keep it real with you. No, I'm like, yo, I'm still mad at you, my nigga. He was like, but I apologize about that. I'm like, no, man, I take it back. Remember,
I ain't never heard of him.
He didn't even get mad. He didn't get mad at me.
Like,
he's just like, yo, you know what? You got that crack.
Yeah, I'm gonna jam.
And when you said that, dog, I was just like, damn.
Because you know why? Sometimes I had to learn that as being a media. Sometimes I'll play with you as if it's off camera.
Word.
And I'm not realizing.
You're going
you know
too
what I'm
far
saying?
Maybe sometimes?
Yeah, because if it was something that I wouldn't play with him off camera, then I was going too far. But, you know, I know this nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
I think that's what it is because you are man so much. It's just like, come on, crack me. You don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you fucking with me in front of millions of motherfuckers?
Yeah, I didn't know it's that. I didn't realize that.
It's all goody, man.
As a man, you know what I mean? Like, I like to do that. And another reason why I wanted you on here is because it's been a lot of talk on our show, a lot of talk in general in social media about what they call blackballing, right?
Mm.
Now, from what I'm gathering, like, they think that, you know, Jay-Z and Puff Daddy, and they get together and they tell us
the Illuminati
what guests to put on our show and what guests not to put on our show,
which is not true.
And
at
it's
all.
Getting out of it's getting out of control. Yeah. So you're one of the prime candidates because you had a so-called drama with some of these individuals.
No doubt.
But we ain't gonna start there.
Yeah,
we're not gonna start there. We have a different platform, different fans. So what I would like to do, I want to take it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
North Philadelphia, correct?
Exactly.
So Will Smith and you from the same hood?
No, he's from West Philly.
Oh, he ain't say North Philadelphia?
No, he's saying West Philadelphia.
Oh, West Philadelphia. He got me. He got me.
And where are most of the roots from?
Damn, you got me. I know Black Thought from South Philly. South Philly.
Because you mess with the roots as well.
I mess with them heavy, but there's so many of them that mainly I know we're definitely black from South, but the rest of them, there's so many people, they from different parts.
Right.
You know what I mean? But to give you an idea, like Will Smith, like West Philly from North Philly would be almost equivalent to like from driving from Manhattan to Brooklyn. So that's close enough.
Close, yeah. It's like 20 minutes.
You ain't walking.
It's still,
there. You ain't
it's a different
walking.
World.
The separation is further enough for niggas to be different here.
Right,
like,
yeah,
it's a
absolutely.
West Philly nigga.
Right.
And then it's South Philly niggas. Right. And it really means something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To somebody else, Philly niggas is Philly niggas. But to us,
of course,
that's a South Philly nigga. Oh, yo, that nigga from West.
Right.
There's a big difference.
Like us with Brooklyn and Queens and shit like that.
You can recognize it. You can see a Brooklyn nigga walking, like, yo, that nigga from Brooklyn.
Right, right.
Every city got that. Every city. Yeah, even in Miami, we got that.
So you from North Philly.
From North, yeah.
Well, so how did you even start to get involved with rapping and rhyming?
Honestly, man, I think the first time I started to want to rap was, what you mean? What turned me on to hip-hop or when I really started even putting the pen to the pad?
No, let's start with what turned you on to hip-hop.
Yeah. All right, well, okay. I used to live with my grandma when I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? About three, four, five, six, throughout them years, when you were real little, we all lived with our grandma.
Right. Mm.
So my uncle, around that time when I was that
age. Is it Puerto Rican side?
This is my black side.
Okay. Mm.
So, I got not that one.
You sure?
Not that one. No, this one.
Come on.
That's a good one, too.
This one, yeah, but
one
not
too.
That one.
That's still smoke chain.
That's a coated one.
Yeah. No,
oh,
this
you want the non-coated smoke
chain. It look a little crazy.
Put the regular one out there.
That's why I like smoking it, man. I like smoking it because it look crazy.
Yo, you like fucking with me like that. Yeah. So anyway, my uncle, he was around about, he's a teenager.
Uh-huh.
So as I'm a kid, and he's running around the house, going to high school and shit, and he's listening to all the dope shit, buying all of the sneaks, the Patrick Ewings and all of that. All
right.
So I'm absorbing what he's doing. You know what I mean? You know, I was like your big brother, but my uncle was like my big brother.
Right.
So I'm listening to all of this Run DMC shit and Slick Rick and all of that. So after a while, I got my own radio, and he would start lending me tapes. Like, he would let me hold a tape.
So you got your own radio show?
No,
my
mom brought me a little one cassette deck tape when I was a kid. This is my first radio. So before I had a tape, I would have blank tapes, and I would just wait for the radio shows to come on, like the hot, like Lady B, that play all the hip hop shit, and I would just keep my shit.
Philly mix shows.
Yeah.
Philly mix shows.
Right.
And you'll put, I didn't know who the fuck that was. I'm
sorry. Lady B the shit,
I'm sorry.
Though.
We locked it. We learned it right now.
Shout out to Lady B.
Big up Lady B.
But you would put your shit on record, then pause. So all you gotta do is hit the pause button. You don't remember that shit?
Oh, you make pause tapes. I used to make pause tapes.
Yeah, but I'm a little kid doing it.
And it goes right through.
You still make pause tapes. Right now.
Come on.
So anyway,
I think I graduated from that.
He seen I start doing that shit, so he just started giving me tapes. He gave me one tape at a time.
It's your
and
uncle.
Every tape he'd give me, I would memorize it. Like I knew the whole Run DMC album. Every album I knew. All the LL shit. Ultra Magnetic MCs. I knew every word because I only had one tape. You know what I'm saying? So one day I popped his shit. One day I popped it. And I remember I didn't know what to do because I was frantic because he always warned me like,
you didn't tape the joint? You didn't even fix it?
I put the tape on it. But then, you know, once he probably played it and got to that part, and it probably was like, no, it's probably to do some weird shit like, and then to get back to the shit.
Right.
So he's like, yo, you popped my shit, man.
Right.
Don't ask me for no more fucking tapes.
Right.
So
that was violation.
That was my introduction, though, to just hip hop. Ever since then, I just always been just in search of
But what made you want to actually, like, you be a part of it? Like, you be.
But was there any Philly artists that you started to hear before you started rhyming?
Yo, honestly, I'm glad it's a good thing you asked me that. This is one of the main reasons I think that made me feel a little bit that I could do it myself. Because before it was just like niggas on TV. I'm like, yo, I like that, but I don't think I could do that. All the niggas from New York. Nobody's from Philly.
Right.
I've never seen a real rapper in person. They was like, it was like it wasn't even real people to me. You know what I'm saying? Until it was this group called Tough Crew.
North Philly. In Miami, they were big.
Yo,
word?
In the skating
they
ring.
Had to drink my part
my
of town.
My part of town was the
I'm glad you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, man, Tough Crew.
This nigga would have had them looking like some bozos.
Way over
my
part of town. It's an anthem.
All right. So no doubt. So, they had a big hit, my part
huge,
of town.
Huge,
and they was right from my hood. So they all, when they got signed, they all bought all these Suzuki Sidekicks. Mm. And that's when they was the shit, the little box joints. Yeah. So they had a black one, a white one, a red one. Mm. So we would always wait to see the Suzuki Sidekick. And it would come through the block. Right. And I would see them, you know what I'm saying? So now it's real to me.
Mm.
And I just started feeling like, yo, I want to do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll be practicing, acting like I'm Ice Dog. The lead singer is Ice Dog. He was like my fucking idol. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'll be practicing thinking I'm him. And I don't know. I just started getting in my system. I just stopped fucking with school. You know what I'm saying? Right. I just started fucking with the music heavy.
And we learned the last time that you guys in State Property, you guys actually didn't grow up together.
Nah,
that was something that was like a
I didn't know any of them. Wow. We just all from Philly, you know what I'm saying? So it made it easy to put us together because we all from the same, we all right. got the same vibe. I mean, we know right. the town.
But right. who put y'all together?
I think Beans and Dane kind of put it together, you know what I'm saying? Beans right. mainly put it together. Because right. the group was together before me, so I believe he the one who kind of put it together. I guess the label might have helped them put it together. I don't know the
yeah,
details.
Yeah, like the first hardcore boy band.
Right.
From Philly, I mean.
Well, Wu-Tang got to be the first one, if that's the
I mean, case. But they kind of knew each other already.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm saying boy band, you know, like the
meaning
the
they just put it together, yeah.
together. It's a before, hardcore okay. boy
yeah.
band.
Yeah. But the only one that knew, I only knew Freeway. Me and Freeway knew each other.
Okay, with the to school?
For years. Like, no, we grew up two blocks apart, both with wow. our grandma, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So he lived in one block, I lived the next block down the street. So we seen each other since we was like 6, 7. We all went to high school together. Mm. We was in little rap groups and shit, talent shows and showcases and all of that little process you go through throughout your right. teenage years, rapping and shit. So it's
you want us to pop the bottle for you?
I wanted to get a little colder, but
come on, man, come on.
Yeah, why not? Oh, you want to bust it?
Come on, Mr. Lee, don't shoot nobody.
All right,
come on, Mr. Lee, don't know how to pop. So, yeah, man, you sound like a shootout out here, goddammit. So, all right. Last time you was here, we got to ask this. This is
what's
a big
good?
Elephant in the room. You were with O'Milly, right? Is that a Oskino?
Yeah. Yeah, you Oskino. Stay calm.
Yeah, he said O'Milly Spark?
No, yeah. He said O'Milly Meek cousin. Yo, oh, you fucking everybody shit
come
up.
Come on, I'm dyslexic, man. I'm dyslexic. What's my homie name? His name?
Oskino. Yeah, Oskino, yeah.
So last time you came with Oskino.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of friction.
Right.
Between y'all?
Between State Property. Oh, okay. And then now we don't see him around, but now we see State Property. We see everyone basically around, I told you.
Right.
Basically around, but him.
Yeah.
How did the situation get to that level?
Thank you, bro. Appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
We got cups.
Yeah, that ain't your cup right there, then?
No, nah, I mean, I got some other shit in here.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Get them
I think you got, is that empty right there? Right.
Yeah, give him a
y'all clean this. This has some shit in it.
that roast died.
Yo, where's the plastic cup, man?
There's some shit in that cup.
Yo,
it's dead.
Yo, what happened to the plastic cups y'all went to the store for? What the fuck? Yo, you want to get it?
You want
no
look.
Plastic cups? Jesus, give me two.
Appreciate it.
Go ahead. Two.
Nah, so look, around that time, right?
Uh-huh.
That was when I was trying to keep it, not trying to, I was keeping it just regular with everybody.
Right.
O had a big issue with a couple members out the group, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But at the end of the day, I still had mad love for O, mad love for the group, and uh-huh. I'm just feeling like it was going to brush over or whatever. I really didn't give a fuck. I'm like, yo, O my man, so I'm like, yo, you work that out with them. And I'm still going to be me. I thought that was dope that we could go places like here. And he could feel the way he feel. And I feel right. the way I feel. And we just not both here barking. Like
y'all
you like
individual.
Yeah, you like, right. oh, that's how O feel. Crack, how you feel? I'm like, yo, I don't feel that way. But that's how I feel. I respect it and let that be that.
Right.
But then after a while, it just started getting out of hand. Twin, what up, baby? It started getting out of hand a little bit, I think. Like the friction online and all of that. Right. And I think we did another show after that. Like another big show. I won't say the name.
Uh-huh.
We did another show, and then he got into that again with them a little bit, and I'm just like, yo, you know what? To each his own. Oh, if you feel that way, I'm gonna let you feel that way. I ain't gonna continue to keep doing this. I'm saying,
so where did that leave y'all relationship at?
It kind of just started to fickle away, man, because you know how it is, man. Right. It's like I can't play the middle too much. Right. And then when the tour came, I'm like, fuck it. I don't feel as harsh as you feel. I still right. fuck around. I still go on tour and bust this move.
Right.
They still the brothers to me. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, so. I kind of slid. Me and O slid, kind of gracefully slid. It wasn't no big issue. We never beefed. You never seen us arguing and shit, but we both know, like, yo, it is what it is. All right, I'm going to go my way. You go your way. And that's how that went about. So that's when I said, fuck it, and bust the tour move. I wish we all could have just said, fuck it, and all my, back that, went back on tour. But I knew it wasn't work that way because O's so
that's
headstrong.
That's my next question.
You know, he's so headstrong that... He one of them niggas, man. He remind me of Tupac. It's like, it's impossible to make him feel the way you want him to feel. He gonna feel like feeling. You gotta respect it. So,
you know how to open?
Kept it moving, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, because, you know, in the beginning, seeing y'all all together, I just felt like it was like inseparable. Like sometimes you like, I don't know if you watched the Wu-Tang documentary.
No, I didn't get it yet.
Which there needs to be a documentary on State Prop.
Yeah,
you know, I believe it will be.
Yeah. Well, in the Wu-Tang documentary, when you see like discrepancies and you see like certain things that, you know, you guys hid, they hid from us. Like, you know, like for years.
We hid mad shit for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody,
that's entertainment business.
There's always been issues and friction and motherfucking, yo, that blunt is doing some wild shit right now. What's going on?
That shit is sizzling around, right? Look at that shit.
Yeah, what's happening? Yeah.
That's that smoke chance, baby.
Yeah, that's that smoke chance.
Only available in California. Right?
Only available in California. If you're in California.
From over there.
If you're in California, this got CBD.
We in California.
Around
right
you. Now. Yeah, we in California in our minds, goddammit. In our minds. So,
what's up?
Like, you know, looking from the outside in, you ever thought you could, you ever thought that, like, you guys would even go through this type of turmoil? Because obviously you guys didn't know each other, but when you got with each other, you became brothers. At one point, everybody was brothers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then to go through it with your, pick up some shine papers, falling off the table. So at one point, you guys are brothers, and then,
And repping for the city.
Yeah.
I'm sure that.
So did I ever think that?
That you guys, yeah.
Honestly, me, because I be analyzing characters and shit and analyzing personalities and shit, I kind of knew a long time ago that, like, yo, that I knew that I wouldn't be going for certain shit. There was a lot of shit I wasn't feeling, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I can't speak for anybody else, but I knew that it was a certain shit I'd be, like, thinking to myself, like, yo, man, I'm getting the fuck off this shit because I ain't feeling this. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like that. You know what I mean? Like, I grew up with my man, my partner, Five, and we grew up on some real protective shit over each other. Mm. And we never be willing to, like, fight each other or, you know what I'm saying? We be just straight. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, salute, my
salute,
nigga.
Salute, my brother.
And, man, your first, you gotta sit when you salute.
Oh, all right, my fault.
The first record you came out with was Neo. Was with Neo, right? The first time in the world seen
That's
you.
Not my first record.
Nah.
Like, the first time in the world seen you.
Nah, though. Flipside was pretty big.
Yeah. Flipside was before that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the Neo record was before that.
Nah.
Oh,
Flipside was like in 05.
But you got way more pussy over
the mixtapes, too.
You got way more pussy over the Neo record, though.
Yeah,
let's keep it real.
The Neo record. Yeah,
that's when you got some pussy, goddamn. Come on, goddamn. We was out there knocking it down. Come on, baby. Come on, goddamn. Huh?
Yeah.
Nigga got blood. Nigga start blushing and shit like that.
No.
Come on, man. You know.
No, but the flip side record was really big. Damn, you got me caught, but I didn't know.
That new artist supposed to be something different. Come on. When you're new and you're a new artist, come on. You know, I know, baby.
All right. So.
But a new artist is like mad different times. But a new artist is CNN, new artist is Nori, and a new artist is reggaeton. Nigga,
no
I did it. You know what I mean? Come on, nigga, hit that.
I ain't hitting that.
Yo, so what's
fuck your. Fucking A, man. That should be fucking.
What's your favorite part of the game?
I'll say that again.
What's your favorite part of the game?
Of the game?
Mm hmm.
Honestly, man, at first I really didn't care about the bread situation. You know what I mean? Mm. I just was really happy to make it to a point to where as though, you know, I was really into my craft. I was one of them rappers. Mm. I was one of the rappers that was really into his pen, a real hip-hop head rapper. Mm. I wasn't like a little young drug nigga that started rapping. And you know what I mean? Just, it go that way sometimes.
Yeah.
Nigga be a really trap nigga and shit, and then he start putting little rhymes together and shit. Mm-hmm. See, Beans never really rap back in the day. Beans was a hustler, a little street nigga.
Mm-hmm.
But he just started fucking around. I think his man rap, I believe, his man rap real good. His man used to put him on the little dope shit,
right.
And he started rhyming. Me, I just been rhyming first, you know what I'm saying? So I always been hip hopped out. So to get to a point that I'd be able to express my shit to the world and motherfuckers know my shit,
right.
That was the most fulfilling shit, to like run up on somebody and he know my whole verse, like
over money.
One time Black Thought spit my verse to me, and Black Thought always been a rap guy in the world.
He still is.
But one day I had a show and I was getting out the car about to go into the show, and in the parking lot he was Dolo. He was walking.
He like Andre 3000 type ish, walking around by himself.
Yo, I looked at him, I'm like, oh, what the fuck are you doing down here? I'm like, I know, I didn't think he was going to my shit. He like, y'all came to see you, man.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, shit. He's like, yo, Crack, know what my shit was? And he spit a verse to a freestyle, and he knew every word and shit like that. That was it at first. But now, after a while, you know, that shit kind of wear away. You be like, all right, I'm over it.
You get jaded.
But you ever, because anybody could look at you and be like, you know, you're a star. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate
like you're a star. So like, is there any move that you felt like you made wrong that made you not be that guy? You know what I'm trying to say? You know what I mean?
To the full potential that expect. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I could think of a few things, a lot of things, to be honest with you, you know what I mean? I think I was overwhelmed, you know what I'm saying? I was overwhelmed with money and just feeding into a certain type of, what you call it, like culture. Because around the time that we got on, they gave us too much money at that age. And that's around the time that drinking syrup was out, smoking wet, and just getting real fucked up. It was a real get fucked up era. You know what I'm saying?
I lived in it.
You lived in it, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
So it's like crazy because it's like I tell niggas that I used to do shit almost 10 times more than the average nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because I get treated.
You could afford it.
We have more money, and even with the money, we go somewhere and everything was free. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had to spend the money.
Goddamn it.
Wait,
you
want to
clap to that?
Yes, goddamn it. Yes, goddamn it.
No, I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
See,
you
know what I'm talking about.
That's not the good side of shit.
No,
at the time, it was pretty good.
It was
fun for y'all, but in retrospect, wasn't that good.
Okay, so honestly, though, I think that had a lot to do with it, man. Just being overwhelmed with everything that was going on. Nobody really knew exactly what to do. Everybody act like they knew, though. All
right.
Like Freeway and everybody, I'm like, yo, y'all niggas are confident and comfortable as hell. I'm like lost out this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
They always say you don't stop playing because you get old. You get old because you stop playing. So I choose.
Oh, run that back.
They say you don't get old
because you stop playing.
No, you don't
stop playing because
you
don't
stop playing because you get old. You get old because you stop playing.
That make a lot of sense.
You know what I'm saying? So like, shit.
What does it mean to stop playing?
What it means is you always got to act like it's
active.
The new. Like when, the first time you ever DJ, you ever knew when the crowd go crazy. You got to always remember that moment.
Of course,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's the thing is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can relate to that.
You can always
seek
that inspiration.
Like it's so fucked up. It's like crazy because I could never ever be like happy if I hear my song on the radio because I had so many of them. Right. Like, so I don't get me wrong. Like, if I have
do
one now, I'll be like, fuck it. I had that shit for 10 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And so, you don't mean to seem unappreciative.
Because I am. I am appreciative, but no it's doubt. Just sometimes you just grow out of that motherfucker.
Real shit.
You know
motherfucker called my phone and be like, yo, turn the radio on. You on the radio.
Right.
I don't mean to sound like a dick, but I've been on the radio for like 20 years.
Right. It's not the same no more.
It's not the same, man.
So, you coming from Philly, and you know, one of the dudes that's in the headlines right now is Lil Uzi Vert, and
I like Lil Uzi, man. It took me a little second to grasp it, but when he first came out, he came out with like some weird shit to me, kind of. It was the more youngest shit, you know what I'm saying? But then closer to now, he be spitting some shit now, like his freestyles and shit. He kind of got me. Hey, Vay, don't I fuck with him? I fucks with Uzi now. I fuck with him anyway because he's from Philly, but I wasn't listening.
Right.
I'm listening now. Like,
so he don't look like the average Philly guy.
He don't, yo. Nor Philly at that.
He from Badlands.
Yeah, he from the lands.
Oh, okay. God damn it.
Borderline lands, but
borderline
close to the lands.
Adjacent. Lands adjacent.
All right.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training, and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
It's all good. So I'm talking about, I wasn't even talking about that. I'm talking about like the different type of style. How did it, how,
because it's not the average.
Yeah, so yeah, that's a great right. way to twist it. Right. So you think that, because I don't think an artist could have came out with purple hair, with turquoise, you know, lavender skin, when you got
turquoise, lavender skin?
Yeah. They got all of that going on now.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you can make your skin bad colors, yeah.
Hey, man.
That's
hey,
the next
man.
Move.
Just ride with me, man. It's the last dragon, man. The last dragon type shit.
That's the next move, though.
But, you know, I'm done with that one, man. I ain't gonna lie. That shit is fucking me up.
I'm done with that
See,
one.
See, look. You trying to put me on.
I'm done. I'm smoking regular Sean Blunt.
But, where the boogie's at?
What the fuck I was saying? Damn.
Purple lavender skin yeah. with fish skin.
No, what was I saying?
about the music. He want to fuck with
no,
that.
No, did you think like Philly would produce somebody like that? Because this is like y'all first like, you
never.
Know.
No, I never would have thought that. But to be honest with you, I never would have thought that hip hop would produce anything like that. But that goes to show you that it's going to take its course where it's going to go. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I don't ever trip about that.
But like, was it like, hip hop?
So you let your,
I think the question is, was it hip hop that produced
it? So your son come out the room, but he's dressed like Little Uzi Vert. What happens?
I mean, I definitely would break down to him that to make sure that this is what he want to do.
Right.
That's basically, that's almost like.
He got the nose rings.
Yeah, all of that. Because you can't stop on
seven
what they
rings
want.
On one finger.
They can't be you or where you from. I can't expect nobody to understand. If you wasn't there, I'd be like, yo, I understand that you don't understand. Like, look, it'll be a song I think is whack, right? A new song that's hot to them. And they'd be like, yo, check this out. My son will do some shit like that. He's like, yo, dad, this shit hot. The mama, that's my shit though.
When I first heard that shit, I said, like, yo, my nigga.
Exactly. I know
that's how you do it. That's how you do it. When I first heard that, I said, what are these niggas doing? This is college Chance.
I like
that's
it.
That's Chance. Like, and then I heard it in the club. I said, my old ass needs to relax. This is it.
You were nervous.
This is it. I was like, oh my God.
Because you like something or something is dope, does it mean automatically it's dope hip hop?
I don't know what that trick question you hit niggas with right question. Now. I don't know what the fuck was that.
Yeah. It's not a trick question.
That nigga asked us the same thing twice. Me cracked him, not fall for that one.
No, I'm not fucking with him because he keep bringing this hip hop shit up. Yeah, yeah. We understand that we not getting hip hop right now.
Okay.
All right, we getting industry music. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm not holding.
So you understand everything I'm saying?
I'm not being harsh on them. They'll tell you that this ain't hip hop. They're like, yo, we doing our new shit.
Right.
So, that nigga little baby said, I wish I would. I maybe would it. I said that hard.
Yeah, let's not try. I'll be too hard on them, though, when it's something they want to do. You know what I'm saying?
There's no reason to be hard on them. I'm just saying.
But you've been throwing the hip-hop card out there a lot right now.
Yeah, because you got to describe it. You got to understand it.
All right, but if they was presenting it as if it was hip-hop, it's rap. They're rapping.
Right.
Difference, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes they ain't rapping.
No, sometimes they're not.
Sometimes it's more R&B.
Meg Thee Stallion got bars.
So let's just keep it 100.
You right. I didn't know y'all talking about the singing shit.
Yeah, singing shit is kind of...
But Meg Thee Stallion got bars. That chick, stripper rap?
She do.
Strap?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she do got the bars.
Strap. That's what they call it.
I don't know.
Stripper rap.
Tell me some of those lyrics.
Oh, I don't know none of those lyrics, nigga. I don't even know some of my shit, nigga. But Meg Thee Stallion spitting.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with it.
What's that nigga, Young CEO? Sure, what's that? That's Baby.
Oh, the Baby.
It's Little Baby and it's the Baby.
He's spitting. But both of them spit too. The Little Baby spit that shit too.
No, but he sing along. He's like, y'all know what you're
Yeah, but he could get into it. No, but he get into it too.
I got his shit in my dick.
He get into the rough stuff.
He said, I did the unthinkable. I wish I would. I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm fucking with Denzel Curry, young motherfucker from Miami. He's spitting. The reason from TDE, he's spitting. Mm. Young cats are spitting too, like straight up hip hop lyrics.
I'm not gonna lie, EFN. You are just very true. But lately, I've been on some dumb, ignorant shit. And I don't be wanting to hear lyrics. I be wanting to hear what these young niggas be wanting.
No, it's all good.
I want to hear what my son playing by when I walk by his room.
Yo, I've been on some goofy shit too.
Like there's a nigga in New York named Pop Smoke. He's hard.
And you heard him because of your son?
I heard him because I know. I heard him because some promotional dude was playing it,
huh?
You heard it in the club.
And then I heard it in the club, and it was over. I was like, oh, it's the new Bobby Shmurda. He's kind of hard. He's kind of hard.
But let me ask you this: no disrespect to anybody here.
Yes.
But is it maybe that maybe we not supposed to understand that shit?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but we're washed up. Yes, it's a fact.
No, it's not washed up.
I mean, you know what I mean. According to them, like, you know, no bogeys. Like, I kid you not. When your daughter turns 10 years old, you're going to be so mad at what she's listening to. Like, you know.
No, she's your baby for life.
but you know what I'm trying to say. Like,
no, I know.
You're going to be so shocked because it's going to be the exact opposite of what you... I can't say that because you don't know, right? She might grow up and then it might go right back to fucking Lord Professor
my
days.
My daughter's going to be a turntable.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely. So.
What's up with the bogey, love?
No cigarettes right now.
You said earlier. You said,
come on. I'm just lowering you in.
I'm not smoking.
Yeah, he lied.
I'm not smoking this shit right
now. Smoke, come on, my brother. The fans want to see you smoke,
hell,
man.
No, I'm not smoking.
They
want to
see you
shit.
Smoke. And you got a lot of tattoos as well. Your tattoos match your shirt.
What a segue.
I know, yeah. That's why I got this shirt.
You look like you got a sleeve. It's a sleeve.
What you drinking over there?
Colombian wine. You want some?
No.
Oh, you said you're taking shots.
Oh, is it wine, you said?
No,
Definitely not wine.
That's what people in Colombia, that's cocaine. After they hit the cocaine, they take a lime.
You want some? They take a shot.
I'm definitely not drinking that. I'll take some Tiger Bone. Want some Tiger Bone?
Where the shot glasses at?
Want some Tiger Bone?
Shot glasses, Mr. Lee.
We're going to loosen you up, Pete Crack. Because you know what? We celebrate people's career. And you know what? We're celebrating you today, motherfucker. Loosen your ass the fuck up, man. Come on, go get take a shot, goddammit. Gotta take a shot. I gotta take a piss, but I'm gonna hold it down. So,
who pouring this?
Come on, Mr. Lee.
Take all my guano, bro.
Yeah, big up to Shine Papers once again. Big up to 2020
Smoke
Miami.
Champs. Don't forget, we're now streaming on Tidal. Episodes will be released exclusively on Tidal.
God damn it.
Make sure to download.
God damn it.
Tidal.com.
God damn it.
Drink Champs off.
God damn it, I'm taking a shot. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, P Crack, we don't know if you know.
Shout out Mass Appeal, shout out Revolt TV.
You don't know if you know, but we have a show. Hold on, y'all.
It's called Drink Champs.
Oh, that's, what's that? What's that?
That white shit.
Oh, that's a white shit. I'm not in.
I gotta wait.
Give me the tiger.
Oh, we're doing it together? Let's do it, brother.
Yeah, let me see. Hold on.
He gave me a little baby. Nah,
you gotta give him a little bit more. Here, come on.
Tiger bone and aguardiente.
Pour one.
Nah, man, what are you doing? Tiger bone and aguardiente.
Where's that? Pass is that right there?
Yeah, come on. That's cool. Damn. All right. No, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay.
Pass the bottle, though. Come back.
Oh, you still got to represent.
All right, Pete Cracks is a shot of Tiger Bone and aguardiente.
Look, you got to do that, Pete Crack. Listen, man.
I do want some Tiger Bone, though.
All right, listen.
It's only, right, it's only right. Right. You know what I'm saying?
All right, listen. Pete Crack, you are family.
No doubt.
We recently blew up. We want you to know that our platform is your platform. Anytime you want to come here and you want to promote anything, you want to talk about anything, you want to talk, we are here for you. Salud, man.
Salud, brother.
God damn it. That was
That tastes like Zambuca, man.
I don't know what that means, but yeah, let's
coffee and liquor, right? Zambuca's
coffee. Zambuca is a liquor like that, white.
It's aguardiente.
It tastes like black jelly beans, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
licorice, yep.
Licorice, yeah.
Well, this just tastes like spoiled cat ass.
No, the Tiger Bone.
We might turn into that shit, too.
So what's good?
Philly, you guys got...
Oh, my God.
You guys got... Got Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Then you guys form this state property thing. It doesn't work out at some point.
All right.
Now it's time for P Crack to go on his own. What label did you sign to? Was it Land Speed or something like that?
No, that ain't the way it went though. No.
Why you like this Land Speed like that?
No, I didn't.
I never even heard of them.
Oh, I didn't.
I had a deal with Land Speed.
It was Amalgam Digital or something.
But
is that
a thing though?
Yeah, Land Speed.
Land Speed was out of Boston.
That was like the first Amalgam Digital.
50
No, no, but I never signed with them. They was false promoting
Amalgam Digital.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on point though.
We was in the midst about to do something with them, but then they did some fuck shit, and then after that it was just like fuck it. Doing it. But that ain't the way it went.
Okay,
it went,
please break it down.
When everything separated.
When you say separated, you're talking about The Rock.
Yeah.
Because you were signed to The Rock.
Right, we signed to The Rock. You were signed to The Rock with me.
A little bit. I didn't sign a contract, but go ahead.
Yeah. You was there though.
I was there.
He falsified papers.
Yes, I did. I was scared to sign the paperwork. And then scared to sign the paperwork.
It seemed like that too.
It worked out for me. Go ahead. But continue.
He still got the chain though.
Yeah. I don't know where it is, man.
You don't know where it is?
I think you really got it.
Look ahead, go ahead.
Oh, no, but getting back to what you were saying about the Neo record, that's how the Neo record came about.
I like
about.
How you switched it all the way back. No, because that's where it go.
No,
nigga, I respect that.
No, that's where it go.
How did you get the call? OG Juan? I feel like OG Juan called. Was it?
Nah.
Tata?
It was Tata, yeah.
Tata. See, I know what happened.
Yeah.
So where you at? You get the call. Go ahead.
We got the call. Well, it wasn't even a call. I was in a meeting with Jay. And then Tata had slid his hand, looked in the office and was just like, yo, Crack, I need to holler at you. I got this artist.
And let's be clear, Neo's nobody at the time.
No one ever heard
of him. His name is NN, Neo Nobody.
But he was doing some shit, though. He was writing mad shit, but we didn't know. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, I got this artist, man. He about to drop this album. This nigga hot. I need a verse right now. So I'm like, all right, cool. This back on the CD days. We had CDs. I'm like, bet, just print me the CD up. I think I talked about this shit on the last show. No, I never said this shit.
Them niggas don't remember you. Let's go. All right,
so that's...
Let's get some new shit.
I was like, yo, give me the CD. He's like, nah, ain't no CD. I need to do it right now. Like, yo, do it now. We about to
And
we
y'all at Baseline?
We was in that big building that the Def Jam was in.
Oh, Def Jam.
No, but that building, that wasn't their whole building.
Def Jam?
That wasn't their building.
Universal.
Yeah, come on, the parking
lot to the left.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, so we in there.
So we walked. It was winter time. We just walked right out to fucking. Take a little hit with you, bro.
Oh! Go ahead. See, I walked out. Go ahead.
We went to the stool. They threw on one track. Guru was there too. Guru was waiting. It was just me and my manager at the time.
Right.
And Guru, I like this twist. It's smooth.
It's very smooth. That's called that OG
Diego. I was wondering what it was going to look like. He threw on one track. I ain't like that. It was cool. It was all right. But the second one was the Stay With Me joint, the Neo joint.
They
left me and Guru there and we knocked it out. And I didn't think nothing of it.
Your verse go clean, did ma?
Oh, qué linda, ma. Qué linda, ma. You're like a lean, babe, ma. You're like a lean, babe, ma. I say que linda. You're like a lean, babe. That's it. You know, we took it back though.
Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
So, did the song. Got the check, because Derrick done cut the check quick.
15 bands. It sounds like 15 bands check. In my mind.
It was 11. I'm going to be real.
Okay, all right, cool. Yeah. I was only on four.
It was
okay.
11, okay. But, okay. But the percentages were straight on the end and everything. It was great.
Right.
So anyway, we ain't think nothing of it. We was in Miami. We was here for like a long ass time, for like like 2 months, working on some other shit. And the whole time we was here, the song was rising in New York. On Hot 97, it was going up, so it turned number one in New York on the radio. So that's when they was like, "Yo, we shooting a video." And after the video got shot, the shit just shot up. The album went like 4 times platinum or some shit like that. And that's the biggest song I did.
Now, I did a record with Maya on the Belly soundtrack, right? And like I was like the hot dude, and then Maya, and Raekwon was on the record too. So when it came time to put a video, Raekwon didn't show up, and Raekwon requested for them to pay him.
Like an invoice?
Yeah, he said, video? Pay me for the video.
Mm. Not showing up.
I had never knew you could do that. What? So Ray, they somehow found the check for this nigga. This nigga popped up. I'm here with a suit on. I'm being like a team player.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, yo, boom. And Ray like, yo, you ain't getting a check? I'm like, nah, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. I said, yo, I'm going to take this one. And I stood there, and I rep for Maya. Then 2 years later, I called Maya's people. The dude name was Hak Islam or Hak.
That's her management?
That was her management at the time. The same dude who called me to get and thanked me for, you know, not charging them for the video. 2 years later, they was like, we can't have Maya running around with gangsters. And fronted on me. After, like, I was a part of, like.
And you took that little hit,
I took the hit and all that. Like, have you ever experienced that with, like, a Neo or somebody like that? Because whether you look at it like that or not, you helped him, you know?
No, dog, you know I don't be looking at it like that, though. I feel like we helped each other a lot, you know what I'm saying? Because people are like, yo, if it wasn't for you, I can't say that. After that one song, this nigga had a million fucking hits at it. It wasn't like that was his one
joint. But still, if that's you ain't say go.
Ain't no telling what the intro would have been. You know what I mean?
The boost was there.
It's just like I told Nas the other day. It's like, he feels like, I would have been who I am without I'm Leaving. But reality of it is, I'm Leaving is what made me as a solo artist. You know what I'm saying? On a Firm album. That's a fact.
I was such a Nori fan, facts, man. I was brought anyway. Like, before that shit.
Good looking, so, but you ain't used one.
I don't agree either. I don't think I'm Leaving was what made
I'm just telling you. It doesn't matter what you agree with or not. I'm telling you, as a person who lived it, that I needed something to push me over. People did not believe in me as CNN, Capone, and Noriega.
Do you think it was the record or the people involved in the record?
No, it was my hunger. That's why Nas kept saying it was his hunger, because that style, everyone thought that was like a new style.
So you say it's the record. Right.
I can't tell you. I'm just saying, in general, it was that record that was the camel on, what is that shit?
Destroyer, that shit all fucked up.
No, what do you want to call it? Destroyer with the camel elephant sidekick.
But it's the same though. It's like, regardless of what Neo can say, and that, you know, that's my guy. I was just playing when I said nobody Neo, but that was then, because that was then. But he became from nobody Neo then, and he just became that dude. He became everybody Neo. Was you able to get him back on the record? Oh,
yeah, you lying.
What?
That's a legitimate question.
What are you talking about?
I've never attempted to get him back on the record.
Nigga.
To be honest, this is the thing. At the time when I did that joint, I probably could have used it, but I didn't feel as though that wasn't the route. Like, I still was doing so much other shit at the time. Mm-hmm. So now I feel like, why attempt at a point after that, unless it's something big, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Unless it's something big. If it's not waving still, and you got to create it, you never want a nigga to seem like he throwing you an alley-oop.
Nah, you know what?
Because that don't look good.
You know what I think me and you both suffer from? We both suffer from the same shit. We don't want to make a commercial record because we think it's not it. But the thing is, if that's your route, I'm gonna be honest.
I don't agree with you. I don't mind commercial records.
I think
just make a good record.
I think Capone's whole career should have been Ja Rule's. Like,
I don't know why he would think like, I feel that way. I like commercial records.
No, I'm saying because why wouldn't you? That why wouldn't that be a go to? Like as soon as you see Neo,
maybe
like,
because I thought maybe because he got so big, I didn't want to utilize it unless I thought it was the move. But it never was like I ain't doing no shit with no R&B shit. That's always been like an option for me if I feel strong about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to push heavy with it. That's why I'm straight.
Okay.
And I ain't gonna use that. Why utilize that? And you're not ready. But it wasn't. Don't think it was because I'm straying away from the.
I thought because you know I used to do that. I used to be a little nervous about.
No, I like them jiggy ass records. I'm on Gayleen Day mind, right, so what the fuck? I did that shit for having fun on that.
Right.
It wasn't uncomfortable for me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. A lot of my records that's like the records is mostly known for me is the up tempo joints. Like Got to Have It. Right. Remember, Got to Have It on the flip side. That shit, that's not like, that shit is street, but it's not like some hard gangsta shit. All that shit, all club, jiggy joints.
And you realize flip side has no age. Like, you can put that shit on the club right now.
Yeah.
That shit feels like it's brand motherfucking new.
I tell my peoples, I'm like, yo, it's flip side playing somewhere right now, every day. Right. In a bar or club somewhere. I'm talking about forever.
You know, there's people that won't ever have one hit record.
Word.
There's people that, you know, won't. There's people right now who have great careers who won't have one hit record. Word. Still, like, I look at a couple of these underground artists, and they're making money, but they don't have that radio. They don't have that smash, that one thing.
That like, remember like, forever,
like,
yeah.
Like, a person don't have to know me. Know who I am or nothing, this actually happened to me one time. Dude bumped into me, I bumped into him, I'm sorry. And then homeboy come on, he's ice grilling me, homeboy.
To I your came own to party. Shit.
And I'm looking at this nigga like, you fucking bumped. You buffoonerino? Like, you're there.
Yeah, that guy crazy.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, but that's crazy. Real shit. Like sometimes, you know, your records will outgrow you.
That's crazy,
you know what I'm saying? For real.
Could you imagine somebody grilling you to your own shit? I mean, genuinely grilling you.
Genuinely.
Not even trying to do it because it's like you just some nigga to him. He's like barking to your own shit, though.
He's flipping on me with my
that's
vocals.
That's fucked up.
And I looked at
it
him.
It made you think,
like,
it almost say made me say, no.
I kind of like you, nigga.
You like it. Don't lie, you like it.
Relax.
You don't like the nigga because you know that where it's coming from. You respect the joint. Like, yo, I'm glad you like the joint, but you still like on some... I'm saying some suspect shit.
Where's one of the most crazy... Let's talk about one shot now. Come on, let's go, Mr. Lee. What's one of the most craziest places, like, you know, people showed you love that you didn't think you would?
In Russia.
Get out of here.
In Russia.
Really? We didn't have love.
It wasn't racist to you?
Yeah, we didn't have no love in Russia.
No, I did two shows in Russia, and I couldn't even talk to nobody. Nobody.
Language,
nobody
speaks English. Language wise, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, you got to be specific. Yeah, yo, let them know what you're talking about.
Right, right.
Yo, I don't speak no English.
But they spoke your music.
Yo, but when the show Flip Side came on, everybody knew the whole song. Yeah.
Flip Side?
It fucked me up. Everybody knew the whole song.
You remember what part of Russia you were in?
One of them was Peter something. St. Petersburg.
That's where we went. Yeah,
Petersburg. That one and then the other one. They was close to each other, though.
Moscow, probably.
Yeah, Peterburg and Moscow.
Yeah, but it was dope out there. I had fun.
And you went
there.
With State Property or you went by yourself?
I went Dolo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fucking with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go, Pete Crack.
We went solo.
Pete Crack. I'm not gonna lie, man. You one of the dopest dudes, man. I think you need to, you know, continue working because I feel like you still have a lot left in your pores.
No doubt.
I don't want you to give up that shot. I want you to maintain because
no doubt.
If people know what I know about you, and the world should know already, but you're one of the dopest artists, and you're one of the most creative artists I ever seen.
Thank you.
And you get busy in that studio. I've been in the studio with you. Salud.
Salud.
Salud. And this is also for you. Salud.
Salud, bro.
Hate it.
Hated it. So at some point.
At some point.
It's harsh. Damn, it's harsh.
At some point, the whole Philly is changing.
That's like.
The rap scene. It's different.
That was harsh, though. No
state. Yeah, no problem. State Property.
That's the shit you clean your plumbing with.
State Property is breaking up.
Yeah, up. No, they never broke up though.
But you know what I'm saying. You hearing like discrepancies of beans and all this thing.
That's gonna happen.
Then is this kid.
They got another tour coming up, man.
Is this kid. Hold on, before this.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is this kid that come out of nowhere? Well, to us, it was from nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Meek Mill.
Right.
And at the time, Meek Mill, he comes, whatever. But by the time Meek drops, I'm a Boss.
Right.
The comparisons to you is undeniable.
No doubt.
Like, meaning everyone is saying that.
Mm-hmm. Like the flow?
Yeah, because your flow is something that we
You know, I never thought of that, but now that you say that.
That's the truth.
I never thought of it, but now I see it.
I never thought it. I never think
but
that.
But you heard it from the streets.
But that's what I hear a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I know why, though, from a naked ear, you know what I'm saying? From an ear that hasn't been there and don't understand the details of it, it would sound like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But from my perspective, I see influence. You know what I'm saying? That's what I see. I see influence.
Which is hip-hop by itself.
But check it. Look, when we came up, and I came in 2005, Meek, I don't know how old Meek, he probably was like 12 or 13 years old.
Mm.
That's what you call he's influenced by whether it was me. He might not have been a couple of
months. Subconsciously, he don't even know.
He's influenced because that's how we come up. That's how you get your style. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And see, if it was a nigga my age, you'd be like, yo, that nigga biting.
Right.
Because you can't be at the same age.
No, that's,
you know
real,
what I'm
that's
saying?
Real.
And
yeah, that's
biting.
Real. That's real.
The that whole nigga girl. Can't be influenced, nigga. You right. biting them. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right.
That.
Yeah. But he was young, so I kind of take it like a pat on the back. You know what I'm saying? We all from Philly.
Right.
And to hear him, when they say that, you know what I'm saying? I'm right. like, bet. I'm influential to niggas. I hear my shit in a lot of niggas.
Did y'all ever cross paths?
Yeah, we've done a lot
way
of...
or in a good way?
Y'all done records together?
We got like 8 records together, yeah. Right. Well, you know what I'm saying? We all from Philly, so niggas used to work with each other heavy. Right. But would you say cross paths in a bad way?
Like in a good way? Like what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Since that happened, because you never put that rumor out. That's what I'm saying. Like, you right. never.
You saying since the rumor happened?
Since there was a heavy rumor.
That wasn't really a rumor,
no,
though.
Why would
rumor.
That be?
It was, a rumor is like a negative, bad thing. They're like, yo, that's right. a rumor.
Okay,
that's
right.
just a nigga's opinion. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And why is that even negative? Yeah. Like, that shouldn't even be negative.
I didn't feel like that.
I appreciate you, man, because this nigga right
no,
here.
No, I'm not. Actually,
you know some shit.
No, I'm actually not. I'm actually not. I'm not at you. No, because what I'm saying is, what's I couldn't compare to be I couldn't stop being compared to Mobb Deep. I couldn't stop.
I've
that.
Never heard that, but
that's because your ear wasn't really to the streets.
Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. I
heard
that
you
either.
In the streets.
Well, I'm talking about Capone and Noriega when
as
we came
as
out.
Two duels.
Never.
Yes, that's
you
that's what
you
the fuck we was compared
sound
to.
Like each other
listen,
at all.
Look at all our reviews in the sauce. Look at all our reviews. That's the only thing they compared us to.
But you know that was wrong.
I know they was wrong. But that's the thing about the articles.
We're talking about the world.
The articles still exist. The article right. still a bit. So listen, I didn't feel like that. This is what I'm trying to say. I didn't feel like I sound like Mobb Deep, but those articles still existed.
Oh, and articles?
Yeah. All
right,
yeah,
but you saying. Know what, though? You got to look at it from their perspective. If you reading this shit, them niggas not from down the way, from
right.
the hood.
Right.
These some niggas that's just going off of image and shit, and y'all both from Queens.
Right.
Y'all both the hood image.
Right.
They ain't paying attention to if you see the type of personalities and characters, like, Capone right. and Nori is they totally right. two different motherfuckers from Hav and P.
I agree with you.
You wouldn't say that.
I agree
you know
with you.
So
I
that's from some you. Shit like, all right, Queens, stereotypical shit.
Yeah.
Queens, two
But it's the same
guys.
Thing, but the stereotypical with Philly. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Like, it's the same exact thing. It's the same exact thing because it's the flow. People are saying that's
no
PD
doubt.
Crack flow. And you know I'm not making up this rumor.
Look, I ain't got no problem with it.
All right.
Keep on influencing. I hope, and he went to influence millions of young
niggas.
Yes,
he is. He is the man.
So he's actually my favorite new artist. But at this,
I like
what he's doing right now. You know what I'm saying? He's grown into a nice pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree.
But to me, you know what I'm saying? It's a Philly thing anyway. Me coming up, I be taking the credit right now, but before me, it was motherfuckers that I got that from because that was just a thing, that type of vibe in Philly. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of niggas that rap. I be telling my folks, I know a lot of niggas that I came up rapping with that I knew was better than me, right? But didn't get the opportunity. And I never seen them and they never made it. And I was like, damn. And I know in my heart when I was a kid that they was I used to go home after hearing him and go got a write. Like, yo, this nigga was the illest. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Never made it. So, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's a but Philly
that could be a, like you said, it's a lineage of Philly.
Mm. Yeah, it's true.
Because I never thought of that. And now that you said that, I hear the cadence.
Yeah.
In the flow.
I hear it too, but I agree with Crack. I don't think that he was biting.
No,
I think he was influenced.
No, it's a lineage. I think it's paying homage in a sense without even knowing it.
Like when I told Nas, I said, yo, listen, if it wasn't for Illmatic, I wouldn't be rhyming like this. That's the truth. It changed my whole rhyme cadence because when I said, what this nigga said? That buck the bottle could have struck the lotto.
Yeah.
I said, roly moly guacamole, I gotta change my shit.
Yeah, that was me too.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta change my shit. So I changed my whole shit. So it's the same thing. And so just so people know that is listening or just tuning in, like, I believe that is like dope. Like, I believe that's dope that people can compare Meek's flow to the original PD Crack flow. I think that's dope, man.
You
want to
give it up for that one?
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Yes, I do. Okay, so now, boom. Everything is out the way.
Out the way. Let's go, baby. About to spark that.
rehab. Yeah, please, spark it. So we have to get into this conversation.
Oh, man, I thought we just got out of conversation.
Oh, my bad. Next week. My bad. No, because this is what's been going on. It's been people saying...
I'm not great at this. Okay, I don't know.
I'll spark it for you. Right, my bad. No problem. I'll be your assistant.
I just didn't want you to start that without that lit. Not yet. Everybody got that lit when you get into this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's go, Daddy.
So I want to get into this conversation because in this industry, a lot of times when people don't make it, or a lot of times when people have excuses, a lot of times people say, I was blackballed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this person blocked me. This shit
happened. I hate that shit. I hate hearing that.
Elaborate.
Because there ain't no such thing. A person could attempt to do something, but boy, if you that nigga and you talented, see, fans don't give a fuck with nobody in a position of power talking about. A real fan, you know what I'm saying? He like, I don't give a fuck. Real shit. Yeah. Fans don't give a fuck about that. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't even trip. I never tripped about that.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no such thing. Now, if, I don't know if you're referring to like my situation. Cause
I'm referring to everybody's situation. Right. Anybody who ever been accused of that. Because
I know it is people out there that will try to, that will block the door. Don't even have to intentionally block the door. It's just that if a motherfucker that they fucking with know that you done did some nut shit with them, like that, like you ain't fucking with them.
Right.
And they in that position, they ain't it. They know better than they be like, yo, I ain't in. I had niggas stop me and be like, nah, Craig, I fuck with you, but come on, bro, I can't do that here, because you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm like, all right, I could dig it. All right, I ain't trying to lose your little job. Or give, you know what I'm saying? Niggas shit, niggas relationships.
But that's not blackballing. That's just choosing a side.
That's blackballing, because it be certain places where you got to go that might not, the outlets. As an example, not them, but not to say anything happened with them, but like BET.
Okay.
Might not be coming to the awards. You know what I'm saying? No invite because you going through some shit with a nigga. Like, they're like, nah, he got parts.
Well, that's black.
Nigga might have ownership in this shit.
Okay.
Niggas be having owning, you know, no. Niggas be having a little ownership. I'm asking
because you know why I'm asking? Because me personally, I was banned from the tunnel. College Club from New York City. When New York City was the shit. When we was the shit, I was banned from the tunnel. I still made it.
That's a little blackballing.
I was banned.
That's considered, but that's a form of blackballing.
Yeah, but I worked around it. Then I was also banned from Hot 97. There's a shootout happened in front of Hot 97. I wasn't even there.
But hold up.
They blame me.
But no, what we saying, the blackballing thing
I worked around it.
Not the places where the things happen and shit like that. I'm just saying, say if it's just a neutral place like Hot 97, right? And we ain't got no problem, ain't nothing happened.
Right.
But they need this nigga on this to come on this show really crazy, and y'all got issues, and he ain't gonna go on there if you come. You feel me? Like,
okay,
like if you
okay.
If they have
meaning you saying if you had issues, like if you had issue with Juelz Santana, like back in the days, you made a diss record
as an example.
So now Juelz has a show, big him up. Yeah. Juelz has a show, and then they call Juelz and they say, yo, well, Juelz says, well, I'm not gonna do the show if Petey Crack is
that's
on
a form. That's the definition.
Big up to Juelz Santana. Hold
no
your
doubt.
Hand. But I was just using him as an example. Yeah.
Right. Yo, y'all gonna give it up. I thought that's where he was going.
But so, I still, I can understand that's blackballing, right? I can understand that. But this is not what I'm addressing.
Y'all debating the conspiracy that is blackballing.
The conspiracy of it. Like, I've been around Jay many a times. I've been around Nas. I've been around Puff Daddy. I have never been around them niggas. And them niggas say, yo, don't fuck with this nigga. They never said that to me.
I just explained that. They don't have to say it. When the people know, you know what I'm saying? When it's known, like, you know what I'm saying? They don't got
so
to
you
say
saying if you you saying if you diss Puff Daddy, right? I suppose you diss Puff Daddy yesterday.
Right.
Then you would think you wouldn't be on this show today.
That's it right there. They know better.
Okay.
They wouldn't even consider it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But you do know you had a whole mixtape dissing Jay-Z. Correct?
No, I never had a whole mixtape dissing Jay-Z.
I thought it was you.
That was never my mixtape.
Okay.
But somebody did put out there, it was some, they tried to put that out
they
there.
They put your
now,
name
I've had
on
my
it.
Issues with Jay,
right.
But what you talking about, that mixtape cover with the camel shit and all of that,
okay,
that wasn't my doing.
I apologize.
But okay. I guess it made sense to make that mine too once I had my issues, but that wasn't me right there.
Okay.
We never made a mixtape.
That's real. But this is what I'm trying to say is, For our particular situation, mm-hmm. a lot of people, because we just made a deal, I don't know if you know, we made a deal with Revolt, we made a deal with Tidal, and we made a deal with Mass Appeal. A
lot of.
Which is was a three, because we wanted to own our shit. We wanted to own our shit. We wanted to be,
right.
you know, and the thing is, our people actually, you know, the same position. So as soon as they said that, people was like, yo, these niggas is Illuminati. These dudes is doing right. So if that was the case, you would be on the Black Wall list. Would you think so? If that was, if this was really a conglomerate of everybody's together against the niggas that's not with them, then you would be on that list because of your past discrepancies. You didn't go to the B-sides where they cleared it up.
Right. So, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, of course. Yeah, basically. Okay. Yeah, right. You put it in a weird form. I had to do it up. I'm like, hold up. But I got it, though.
You know what I'm saying? You about around the corner from the fire hydrant.
What I'm saying is, you're my friend.
No doubt.
I want to give you a platform to speak. If it was something crazy, and it was really something like that, you wouldn't be here because people would think I my bosses.
Basically, if Jay owned this shit, it would be an issue. You'd be like, hold up, Craig. Let me make a call real quick.
Actually, we didn't make a call.
No, I'm just saying as an example.
Well, I'm giving you the real example. The real example is we own our show and we do what the fuck we want to do. We made a deal with them. They are distributors. They are, but they can't say what we can and cannot do.
I've always got that vibe.
Because if they could, if you would think, then you wouldn't, then you know what I'm saying?
Because I always got that vibe.
So that's what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to make a point because not only are you my friend, not only we have a bigger platform, but I also want to make people know that sometimes when you don't make it in life, it's just because you ain't making it in life. Don't blame another nigga. Like, you ever see, you know what's the worst niggas in the world? The dudes that don't leave the hood? And they be like, they never left the hood. They be like, you know what? Nigga, Marcy ain't never motherfucking come get me. Like, what the fuck you talking about Marcus for? Like, you know, nigga, you 41. You 41. You talking about Marcus? Like, Marcus supposed to bring you to Germany, dudes and all, in 1991? And you still like, you know what I'm saying? That's the worst thing. So that's what I'm trying to say is, at the end of the day, I don't really know if blackballing exists or not. I can't really tell you. I can tell you that I was blacklisted.
Okay.
It's I don't know if that's the same thing.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
No,
I'm
not.
And it does exist. It does exist.
Hold me out. Hear me out. Because blacklisted is he can't come to this club.
Blackballing is he can't come to the city.
You're a little different level right now. All right.
So no, that's not true.
You're not really suffering from that shit.
That's not true. I've been blackballed more than you.
I'm saying, but right now everybody loves Nori.
That's now. That's now, nigga.
But right,
that's
yeah,
now,
I know.
Nigga. So what? The trenches don't matter now. When I'm in the trenches, it don't matter. When I was banned from fucking every club, you know how I discovered reggaeton? I was banned from every black club in New York City.
Oh shit!
I had to go to the Spanish club, nigga. La Bamba, nigga. You think I wanted to go? Oh,
I didn't believe him.
Come on, man. I had no choice, nigga. That's the only club I can go to, nigga. And I ain't never complaining about this. This is the first time I ever said that in life.
Let it out.
I was banned from all black clubs in New York City, my nigga. Them niggas had my picture like I stole something. Like when you walk to the club, niggas like this. This nigga, And then it's crazy because the niggas that I was with that was actually doing shit, they would get in the club with no problem. They don't care about them. They're like, it's this nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I've been blackballed. I didn't mean all that. But my point is, the point that Nas made, if you can let them blackball you, you're not meant for this game.
No doubt.
And that's real.
Or if they can blackball you, you are meant for this game.
I definitely didn't get that one.
I'm just saying, if you weren't getting blackballed,
you weren't this game.
Look, I really don't be worried about that shit at all.
I never
looked at that. Like, I never really invest a lot of energy into that. You know what I mean? I do think of that. It is a thing, but like I said the first time, like when it come with the fans, like I still been doing shows ever since. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if you think about it, if you think about it, Steve Stout told me to my face on our show. He was like, I didn't think you went hard. Like, that was like a version of blackball.
Who said that?
Steve Stout.
Oh, okay.
Nigga, that nigga stood right in.
Oh, right on the show?
Yeah, on the show. I remember. I said, yo, I said, yo, stop. I used to think you should be hating on me. And I used to think, like, you didn't. And he looked at me in my face.
You might have delivered it the wrong way. You might have bought that.
Nah, nigga. I think that nigga believes it. He should believe that.
You might have bought that response, though.
We had 50 niggas around him. He had. This was not the time to lie. And he looked at me.
Saying he lying, no, but you might have brought that out of him. Like, he like, you know what, man?
You know what it was?
Like that?
You know what it
was?
He was comparing me to Nas. I got down with the crew, and he wanted my lyrics to be like, no one lyrics can be like Nas style. You got to relax. But he told me. That's why, you know, he said something not great about Cormega, and he said something not great about AZ. And I welcome them to this format, the platform. But what a lot of people don't realize, he said that shit to my face. That nigga said, I said, yo, damn, stop, you should never show me love. He's like, he said, because I didn't think you used to go hard. That's basically saying, nigga, I think you whack, nigga. Like, but you know what? I gotta give him his fucking, you know, that's what you feel. I don't care. I don't want to force your opinion. You know what I'm saying? No, like, you know what I mean? But let me switch gears for a second.
Come on, man.
Who was somebody that was a fan of you that you never would have thought?
I met Mariah Carey one day. Damn. She didn't spit my shit to me.
God damn it.
I know, that fucked me up.
God damn it. She smells like mangoes.
Yeah. She knew my shit. Like,
God damn it.
She knew my shit. I didn't think she would. Mm. And I was like, it was PD Crack. She was like, oh, yeah, one for PD Crack. And I was like, oh, all right, bet.
She knew one for PD Crack. She knew the hard and shit. Two for free.
She knew one for PD.
She ain't knew that.
I swear to God.
So she was spitting.
Word. I was at a birthday party with Dame and shit. Mm-hmm. And he bring me in. He like, yo, come on, nigga. Yo, we was in Quiet, I think. In Quiet.
Why?
Yeah, so I'm in a session and shit, and Dame come in. He like, yo, Crack, come in. We get on the elevator. He like, where we going? He like, just come on, man. We go upstairs. We get the top floor and shit. Uh-huh. When we step out, the studio was just a big-ass party and shit. Mm. Like a little private party, I guess, a little studio party. Mm. Anyway, he's like, well, come here, man. I walk over there. He's like, oh, Mariah. You know, Mariah was tight.
Yeah, definitely.
He's like, oh, this PD Crack right here. You know what PD Crack is? She's like, hell yeah. One for PD Crack and two's for free. She knew that shit.
Spicy on it.
Man, so. Go ahead, light a bogey, man.
Let's go.
Go ahead, light a bogey. You ain't got to go outside.
Shoot him. Where the bogey's at?
All right, I guess. Smoke a cigarette, man. All right, so. State property kind of breaks up. Everyone's doing their own thing. Now, Beans going up a big rant about Jay-Z. All
right.
Where were you at in your mind when that's happening? Like, I'm asking. Because I don't really know. Like, I really don't know. Like, you for it or you sitting back like... Because, you know, when you was beefing with Hov, Beans
I was locked up when this happened, though. So I was listening in front of radio and shit.
Okay.
And I don't even know what...
I believe Beans did an interview with Charlamagne Tha God.
Yeah.
Something like that. And then Charlamagne got fired. Shit was real.
Oh, I don't know, man. I swear. Look, it might seem like I should have been paying attention to that kind of shit back then, but I wasn't, man, for some reason. I didn't know. I knew just as much as the next nigga knew. I wasn't, like, in it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. It seemed like I would be in it.
Right.
But no, I wasn't, like, that tuned into it. Just because
But you did hear about it.
I heard about it, yeah. I heard the freestyles and shit like that.
How did you feel? Because, you know, those are your two big brothers, correct?
I was really looking like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
right.
Honestly, like, not even rooting for no either side. Good looking, bro.
Uh-huh.
Not even rooting for either side. I mean, like even wanted to go no way at all. I'm like, yo, what is y'all, like, how is this going
to
play out?
Because it had to be different when Beans was battling Kiss.
That's a situation where you look at, like, how do this play out?
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I agree. You know what I mean? Because, like, you can't go like that. Some things can't be done like that. Like, so I don't know, man. Anyway, I didn't even want to speak on that shit. Like,
okay,
you always get niggas get into the dumb shit.
But then you seen them together at the B-sides. It had to bring something good to you when you
seen
them together.
I wasn't there.
I mean, but you saw it.
I don't think I didn't see that. I was locked up around that time.
The B-sides? How long? That shit, come on. B-sides was like yesterday, nigga.
Oh, I thought you
were like, when Jay brung them all out. Yeah, he brung.
Oh, I swear to God, I didn't even hear about that. That just happened?
No, because he did the other B-sides, or what I believe Cameron and Nas.
But that was recent?
Yeah, that was last year. I swear to
God, I'm so out of it. I'm out of tune.
And then the year before that, he brung in Beans. Like, hey. That's the first time seeing them together.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just not familiar with that name, but I don't. Anyway, the B-sides.
Oh, okay.
Never heard of it.
is it a part of you that ever wanted to be like, you know, you wanted to squash it or make things right? Not squash it, maybe just make things right.
I want things to go how they supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? How they supposed to go. Now, squashing shit is always good, but it ain't nothing to squash. Time squashes shit.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if it ain't nothing that deep. Now, if a nigga killed your homie or something, ain't nothing. Time ain't going to do nothing for that. I'm talking about little rap shit like this and little discrepancies and little miscommunications and shit. Time over a while, niggas, I'm straight. Over a while, it's all good.
My bad.
Every like 30 minutes, you got to try me, though.
Yeah, I try him every 30 minutes for 30 years.
Every 15 to 20. Every 15 to 20, he got to test you, try your chin. Like, But yeah, over time,
your ringer knows how to turn off, right?
Listen, I'm planning my Nori weekend, in case y'all don't know.
What's going on?
September 4th to the 9th. September 4th is my anniversary, married to my beautiful wife.
And your birthday's right around
and
the
then
corner.
My birthday's September 6th.
That's
so
crazy.
If y'all around, you know what I'm saying, come through Miami. I'm going to either go to Hawaii before or
Hawaii,
after.
Miami?
Oh, when your birthday?
My birthday's September 6th.
Oh, yeah. We're
when's
going
yours?
September.
August?
No, I'm on September 25th.
September 25th. Yeah. Okay, that's right.
I'm 1 year older than you, though, right? Or you got me by a year?
Nah, I'm born in 77.
I'm 77.
Okay, yeah, so I got you by a couple of days. I'm September 6th. And then you the 26th, you said?
The 25th.
25th. So, yeah, I got you for like 20 days or something like that. Like 19 days.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Ticking like that.
Yeah, we the same age and shit. You know what I'm saying? God damn it, man.
I'm 75.
I saw his autograph back in the day.
You went from 75. What up?
Yo, nigga, definitely signed the order. I'm glad you believe it now. I'm like, those niggas won't believe me. I'm telling you.
What, the signs?
I'm like, I don't got it no more. I wish I could find it. So, no, they be like, I told him, like, yo, I met this nigga back when I was a kid when TONY came out. And I just randomly, we was watching shit on Rap City so much. I was like, yo, let's go get the CD. I hopped on the bus and shot downtown and went to go get the CD. And as I'm walking in the record store, I swear to God, on my mom, nigga. I pulled the door open. We going to get the CD. I pulled the door open. I opened the door for him. Like, and he walked by. He like, good looking, man. Walked by. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, yo, that's him. That's Nori right there.
Wait, but if you're a kid and y'all are the same age.
Yeah, but he's Nah. We back when
I was
we both
a kid
were
too.
Kids. He was on,
I was still a kid. I was
on. No, that's what I'm saying, though.
No, we didn't mean like we both wasn't kids. We just going back. It was a while ago.
Right.
It's not third now. Third shot.
When did Tony come out? When did T.O.Y. 95.
No,
97.
96.
You know all I was in 97, nigga?
97. 97.
Oh, really? 97, yeah. Right?
Yeah, 96.
Officially?
Yeah.
Well, you asked.
Yeah, 97.
Damn, I'm off.
Yeah, trust me. 97. No. How I don't know what happened yesterday.
Yo, how old was
happened
you? How old was you when TONY came out?
97. Well, 20. I don't, 20. Yeah, 20. Yeah.
All right, so that's still
that
young.
Was spicy.
Tell I'm saying, especially the where
and
we
I,
at now.
I met you in late 97.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You, right before NRE album.
Because you were promoting that project.
Yep. The Capone Noriega project.
Yeah.
Going into NRE project. So, getting into this game, if you had a chance to do it all over, what would you do? What would you do over?
I don't think about do-overs, man, for some reason. I be feeling like everything really happened the way it's supposed to happen.
All right.
Because you learn so much shit. What if it's shit that... You learn a lot of shit from when bad shit happened the most. You don't learn too much for when shit going good, because when shit going good, shit go your way. But the hardship, it's like when shit don't go your way, you got to learn how to get out this problem.
Yo, come on, man.
You feel me?
This nigga over here being disrespectful. You got pouring shots like you're a kitty cat. Fuck.
Man, you drinking that much, dog?
Yes. Salute, B-Crack. This is your day, baby.
Like a kitty
you got to get your
dog.
Flowers. You got to get your flowers while you're alive, brother.
Hello, bro.
We want to tell you to your face. Come on, got that.
What?
Huh?
Let me ask you something, though,
man. Let me want to tell you to your face. Are you alive? How great you are, man.
Wait, was that Prince? Michael Jackson?
Prince been haunting me for years. So we want to tell you to your face, man. We appreciate you, man. You're a real nigga. We got your back. And we motherfucking, my nigga, let's make some noise, B-Crack.
Take these pictures.
Hold on, let me. No. I took a piss. I got like two more questions.
Oh, so what the fuck was that?
I need to take a piss, nigga. I need to take a piss, nigga.
No, let's go. Wait. I got a question for you.
He didn't make an intro when you went your ticket
piss. What's good?
Let him go walk away from the piss.
Hip hop.
Give me the origins of the name. Because you got two names.
Yeah. What's two names you know?
Petey Petey is one and Petey Crack.
Yeah, well Petey Petey always been just.
I'm just speculating.
Who are you? Oh.
Nobody.
No, it's my dog right now.
No, look, the Pete Crack came from, I ain't never talked about this. I swore I talked about this already. We've been on here so many times, I don't even know.
Listen, everybody that listens and watches is just like us. So we still got drunk facts.
Still
got
to
read. We forget everything.
Right, I got you. All right, so the Pete Crack came from like the movie Carlito's Way with the nigga Benny Blanco from the Bronx.
Yeah.
My name used to be Petey Cracko. You know what I'm saying? Petey Cracko. So one of my rhymes I said, used to call me Benny Blanco like Petey Cracko. And after that, everybody from my hood just started saying, Petey Crack, where Petey Cracko at? And then I just cut the O off. All right? But this was roughly around the same time that, Fat Joe always been Joey Crack. So it just made it seem just like.
Did you and Fat Joe ever have beef over there?
No,
I went straight in.
Yeah, no, it's good. No, we never had no beef over it. I know that he was feeling some type of way at some time. But I seen him interview Free, and he told Free like, yeah, man, I fuck with Crack, man, but it's just that at the time, man, with the name and shit. I was like, what's up with little homie, man? He thought I was just straight jacking the name. I understand now, because if a nigga come out and call himself Crack now, in this era, I'll be like, yo, who the fuck is this little nigga? Like, that name off limits. That's how you feel as a rapper. You be like, yo, you take my name, nigga. Yeah, this some shit. He from the Bronx. There was North Philly the same way. Like, hold on, that's my name. It's like, especially niggas that used to tag and shit. Right. That name, they feel some shit about their name.
Oh, hell
that's
yeah.
That's a battle. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be playing the name.
Fuck is that right? Where I come from?
Nah, because I'm thinking about battling. Like, that's why. I thought about the battle, though. No, that's real.
Word. But yeah, man, it ain't no thing, though, man. He know he the OG, man. I used to rush home to go catch some show. Used to come on like 3 o'clock after school. And it would play You Got Flow Joe. It had to play the video. Yeah. That's the only time I get to see the video.
It was
vid.
Just the anniversary of that.
That's a haul ass home. That's it. I'm on bust it, check it, watch y'all wreck it. That was my shit.
Right, that's hard.
That was all the
horseshit. That's hard.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Joey Crack, man.
Hit that. So what's next for Pete Crack? What's next? Like, Are we coming out with a new group?
Honestly, man, I like the artist part of it, you know what I'm saying? But as you get older and shit, you start to get more interested in the more important things of it. You know what I'm saying? Like the artist part, I was more just competitive, and that's all I was focusing on, just being dope. But then it got to a point, not to be all braggadocious, but I got so ill to myself that I was like, yo, that's enough. Like, I'm not competing. It's not a challenge no more. You know what I'm saying? With people. You know what I'm saying? With artists, with other rappers. You know what I'm saying? To me. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I think that era, the rappers that I admired that made me want to rap like that is kind of gone right now. Once in a while, I hear some niggas that rap like that. J. Cole get busy.
Wait, is the other nigga, the little light-skinned nigga, YBN something?
He crazy too. He look a little crazy, but
you get beyond like that. Like he got rubber bands in his ear. Once he start rocking,
he just be spitting.
But I like him. He's hard.
But yeah, when it get to that point, man, I'm like, yo,
who else you like? That's a good question.
Who else do I like? I'm fucking up.
It's okay.
Right now, who else I like right now? Yeah. Oh man, that's always a hard question, man. I can't fucking remember who I like right now. I like J. Cole now, and I didn't like J. Cole for a while. I never listened. I ain't gonna say I ain't like him.
I never listened.
My bad. The fucking ass.
Don't worry about it. We'll make it happen. Continue.
But I never listened. But now I like him now.
J. Cole.
Yeah, I like J. Cole right now.
Young Thug.
Hell, you tripping? No, who I like? I like the young boy Key Glock.
I like Key Glock.
Key Glock, that's the dude down with Young Dolph.
That's Dolph, yeah. Little brother. I'm on point. I like him.
Y'all ain't fucking with Big Crit. Big Crit got a new joint.
Big Crit, Big Crit hard.
Crit always been hard.
He did. He belong with you.
We ain't gonna get into that though. What I'm telling you is
that. No, I asked you that. Why we ain't gonna get into it?
Because I can't really name all of the people that I like. All
right, cool. Should we take another shot and then you maybe think about it?
Not a Tiger Bomb.
Nope. I'm just going to forget even more.
All right, my bad. I'm just trying to, you know.
No, you good.
Keep you in the flow, bro.
But yeah, no, we, yo, you fucking the flow up. these shots is not,
that's not helping.
That's not the motivation that we're looking for.
This is anti-motivation.
That's not the motivation that we're looking for.
No, I'm sorry. We just enjoy hanging with you. I enjoy.
Cold water, son. Yeah, yeah. Like,
no, cold water shots. No, we're not doing cold water shots. Would you like to switch up the shot? How about that? We're like watermelon Syrah?
I don't like the watermelon. I like the black one. You don't like that one?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Watermelon is kind of sweet for me. Too extra sweet.
I'll compromise.
What's up?
You take a shot of the black.
Yeah, you're going to
take
watermelon.
A shot of the watermelon. Let's go. Because right, I'm like that. Black. I like watermelon. How dare you be black and not watermelon?
I eat a lot of watermelon fruit.
But you don't fuck with watermelon Syrah?
Maybe I need somebody to mix
me
up one.
Advertise this shit right now. Like, this go is ahead. The best vodka you can ever have.
Everybody loves it.
We are promoting everything. So yeah. Now, let me just tell you something.
What's good?
So you felt at one point you were blackballed or no?
No.
Or you just felt,
no, we went back to that?
No, because you know why? I want to be clear.
No, you know
I don't want to feel like I left anything unturned.
No, I never felt that way.
You sure?
Yeah, I never felt that way.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure I've never felt that way.
Right.
I don't know. It might... Anything's possible, but
right.
I'm sure I ain't.
Because
that
I'm sure it's times like... I don't know if this... I'm just giving you a bad example. I'm sure it's times probably somebody would probably try to diss you. And Beans will probably say, well, I ain't fucking with them.
He should. Yeah. That's what you should say. So right. That's what you would expect.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but there's that blackballing then?
Yeah. On that level, yeah. On that level.
Yeah, I definitely don't.
You speaking artist to artist, but...
Yeah.
No. Niggas ain't gonna do me like that. What? Wash my glass out, my brother. I do not want watermelon Tiger Bone, brother. You ain't gonna do that to the Yande. Do you understand that Tiger Bone don't go with nothing?
Just in time.
That shit don't go. You don't wash this shit out?
I'm not gonna have it.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Sonny don't wash nothing
out. It's my man. Got the ugliest car in the universe, right? Yo, his car, let me tell you something. His car got roaches in it.
They're his friends.
Pulled up on the Yande. I thought he had lights, right? Petey Crack? Like, cause shit was just moving. Like, back in the days, you know, you get in a limo and the shit just be moving. So you're like, oh, okay.
Let it go, man.
My nigga right in. I walked in the spot. Diego said, oh my God, he got roaches. I said, holy moly guacamole, I'm hoping my friend is exaggerating. He was not!
Yeah, the roach in your car, cousin?
Roach Yande.
No, he has
Roach Yande is walking through his shit. What's that? Blackberry. Give me that blackberry. You got the...
You want
the Tiger Bone? You don't mind?
No, yeah.
You don't mind? Give me that blackberry. Come on. So I'm just giving you an example of what type of nigga this nigga is. So I also looked in the back and I seen a dead dwarf. From Cinder Rider and the Red Rider Hood.
I killed that.
Yo, don't wait for me, Greg. What the fuck are you doing?
All right, let's go.
Salute. To you. Nobody made me a drink. Yo, this is
delicious.
Tell me. Hold on. What do you want?
So you got voice.
Apparently, Lee don't fuck with me.
Yeah. Do another one.
Give.
Hold on. Wait for us.
But un poquito.
All right, I'm making
too much shit here.
P Crack, I'm gonna tell you your future right now.
What's going on?
You winding up, and I was gonna say take one, but what's the new shit? Booby trap on the river. That's what you're gonna want. You're gonna know later. You're gonna know later, nigga. You in Miami, nigga.
No, you drunk? No, you be forgetting how I do this shit.
Now I'm going home, nigga. I'm married and lawyers. Black men don't cheat. Salute. I got one more left. I got one more left. That shit is good.
You can stop that shit.
That shit is
stop
good.
Stop that shit.
Yo, I don't know if y'all know, but that watermelon Ciroc comes from Jesus.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good.
That shit comes from Jesus.
Black raspberries.
Give me another round, please. I'm in. And then I gotta go get some lobster skewers.
Give mine to Sonny.
Oh, which one? You said black raspberry. You meant the watermelon.
No, I ain't fucking with black raspberries. So sorry.
Oh, you said that.
So sorry. But that watermelon, I fuck with watermelon.
I like the black raspberry.
I'm about to get some fried chicken.
Ain't nothing wrong with us liking the whatever.
Live a straight stereotype right now. I'm about to be the straight stereotype. Hey, so fuck, give me a little more. I'm in. Give me a little more. I'm a grown ass man.
Put it to the top, fucker.
Not the top. All right, that's it. I'm a grown ass man. Give Twin a shot. How dare we look over him?
Yes. Gracias.
We treat him like an equal.
Yes.
We're going to push him down the steps, too. just like we're going to push Sonny down. We're going to do the same shit. Everybody equal rights, baby. You know what I'm saying? Pete Crack, you good?
Yeah,
you want to smoke some more? Come on, man.
No,
loosen
up,
man. Listen, man.
What you want me to do? You ain't no backseat.
You family, man. Get some more black raspberry, man.
It
doesn't rain in Southern California. I don't know why I thought of 2020 right now.
Yeah, what's that
at
about?
All.
Yeah, come
what
on.
The fuck?
Cause it doesn't rain in Southern. Nah,
we not.
Nah,
we in not, Miami,
that's,
though,
that's
man.
Not the way it works,
definitely
man.
Rains in
this
Miami.
This nigga Pete Crack is a grown man. Let me treat him like that. You disrespecting him, man. You disrespectful to him. Let me go that for him, man. I got to be Crack. I know who you are in real life. I know who you are in real life. Come on. Come on, man. You got your shot? Yo, listen. Pete Crack.
Was good.
You're my friend. I want to give you roses, your flowers while you're here. I don't want anything to happen to you. And then I'll be like, yo, you know what? Pete Crack was my nigga. I want to tell it to your face. We celebrate hip-hop here. And today, we celebrated you.
No doubt.
And your shirt and your tattoos match. And we love it. Salud.
Taking a picture.
I ain't been in the lab in a minute, Yande. Woo. I want to talk to the Yala Yandes. Woo. Have fun with it.
Has,
let's go. So listen closely, cause your attention's undivided. Many in the past have tried to do what I did. That podcast I did, platinum records I did. Got us out the hood, it's good, you know what I did. $2 million condo, made back for Hardo. Did it myself, but had assists like Rondo. New Yorkers, British Knights and British Walkers. Hugging the block like it's a bunch of stalkers. I used to cook up the work, fuck it up and blame it on the plug. He was Dominican, he thought I was, he showed me love. But niggas choke under pressure, God. Invited choking, he folded under pressure, God. If you the homie, you can rely on me. I won't let a human being come and lie on me. So never tell me what I did and we didn't do. Drink champ the streets, if niggas, we ain't political. I'm still happy to be here, it's still relevant, it's evident. Some niggas clowns, it's like the president. So I'ma stay around positivity. All I got time for in my vicinity. Holy Trinity, Kennedy, Yosemite, Tiffany had epiphany, flew black to Tivoli. Dramatically, mathematically, automatically, casually, battery, salary, lost calorie. I remember I bought bullets from jungle. Same night I got banned from the tunnel. But I don't like to talk about my past life, cause my new life, new ice is two nights. Nas interview, millions in a week. Since it dropped, me and Fox ain't speak. I say that with love like a sister. I say that with love because I miss her. And me and Bone still talk about the war we fought. And still getting money just off the war report. Nicki went to Joe, we laugh and respected that. Queens get the money, that's first, never neglected that. Fat Joe squashed it with Jay, see I connected that. Both sides have respect for the God and I accepted that. These bars gonna hit him like a Mickey. Let's reach out to rethink your top 50. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. We on that energy, God, we need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. We on that energy, God, we need that energy.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic, and at higher risk.
get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.